please be advised that this podcast contains themes of violence, profanity, and descriptions of sexual acts and desires. It is not suitable for those under the age of 18. Some episodes also have themes that could be upsetting and include content warnings. Please take care of yourself and don't be afraid to seek assistance if you require it. Welcome to Poetically Healing, the podcast where I, Aaron Matthew Bihari, explore the transformative power of poetry and its ability to help myself heal from emotional wounds, connect more deeply with myself and others, find meaning in the midst of difficult experiences, and allow me to truly express myself. You're listening to episode 31, Midnight Fornication, and this is Poetically Healing. I dialed your number minutes after 12 to get the satisfaction out from hell. I got a busy tone and I rolled my eyes to the next person, shall we? Good morning, are you okay? I breathed heavily because I was drunk and horny. I asked to see you so late in the night, but early in the morning. You told me to send you my address, and without hesitation, I did just that. You drove to me in your black Subaru with chromatic rims and neon underglows, with one of your hands with black leather gloves gripping the steering wheel and the other holding my hand on the gear shift. EDM on the radio, streetlights flashing as you sped on the highway. My mind went places and wanted to explode. The silence was strong until we arrived at the motel, unable to look into each other's eyes, off with the gloves and your engagement ring. Those hands then went down to places that it's never been. Slowly breathing in each other's ears, moaning and screaming to the top of our lungs, we woke up the couple in room number 3, who just had a baby, and the wife left her job to her boss, inappropriately touching her in his office a few blocks away from where I sleep, laughing at how they pounded on the walls. For us to keep the noise down, we continued going for a few hours straight. After the cleanup, I was so hungry. You took me to get street food on 12th Avenue from the Arabian guy who sells the most delicious food. You leaned in and said, "Come, let me drop you home before she suspects." I shook my head and we drove off a few minutes before the sun rose. For a list of resources that can offer professional help, please visit aaronbihari.com/hair to help. If you think you may have an immediate need, reach out to your local emergency hotline or go to the nearest emergency facility. Thank you so much for tuning in into this episode. For more episodes, log on to aaronbihari.com or subscribe to this podcast, which is available on more than 35 streaming platforms worldwide.